3. Biology. Listen to a discussion in a biology class.
The largest species of ancient primate is a 3-meter-tall giant known as Gigantopithecus, or Giganto for short. Of course, you won't see any 3-meter-tall apes roaming the Earth today. That's because Giganto went extinct about 250,000 years ago. Most archaeologists believe that Giganto died off for two reasons. One was because of hunting. The other was because of too little food.
Was Giganto hunted by humans? Were humans even around back then?
Oh, definitely. Modern humans, Homo sapiens, evolved from the more primitive Homo erectus at almost exactly the same period that Giganto went extinct. Now, Homo sapiens had bigger brains than their recent ancestors. They developed more complex weapons and better hunting methods. There's no definite evidence suggesting that these early humans did, in fact, hunt Giganto. But they did coexist with these giant apes. And they were learning efficient ways of hunting around the time Giganto disappeared. So it's not unlikely that humans played a part in the extinction of the giant ape. But humans probably weren't the only problem Giganto faced. Archaeologists studying Giganto fossils discovered that Giganto shared some similarities with the giant panda, which still lives in Southeast Asia. Pandas have thick jaws, pitted teeth, and often suffer from tooth decay. And so did Giganto. These are all consequences of the panda's bamboo diet. So archaeologists concluded that Giganto also ate mostly bamboo.
But isn't that just guesswork? I mean, couldn't Giganto have eaten some other tough plant?
Well, most likely no. Archaeologists have also found microscopic plant remnants called phytoliths in the enamel of Giganto teeth. The type of phytolith found in the Giganto teeth fossils are the same shape as phytoliths found in living bamboo. So, there's your evidence that Giganto probably ate bamboo. But unfortunately for Giganto, there were a few problems with an all-bamboo diet. See, bamboo forests decrease every 20 years or so, though no one knows why. So in those periods when bamboo was scarce, Giganto had to compete with giant pandas and humans, who used bamboo for tools and huts. There just wasn't enough bamboo to go around, and it turns out Giganto lost the battle.
1. How does the professor organize the information he presents to the class? Two. How does the professor present the information on Giganto's diet? Three. Based on the information in the lecture, indicate whether the statement is a fact or a theory. Place a check mark in the correct column. 4. What does the professor imply about bamboo? 5. Based on the information presented in the lecture, what can be inferred about the larger brains of Homo sapiens?